This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. It's almost time for us to wrap up for this Tuesday afternoon, but not quite yet. We've got one more story to get through. We are talking about whether or not technology has changed the way in which you perceive yourself. We've spoken about some of Instagram's new filters. We've spoken about ageism on social media as well and a whole bunch of other stuff. Do we have any new messages we want to refer to? No? A little bit later on then. Let's get on with our final story about this smarter driving licensing test. Before we do, quick reminder, 0187898899, the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Has technology changed the way in which you perceive yourself? Let us know.
Well, technology could, you know, in the future decide whether you get to drive or not.
Oh.
That's the way it's going to be.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
Sure, let's just see at the end of the story. So Microsoft has actually figured out a way to simplify the tedious process or procedures involved in issuing driver licenses. And an early sneak peek of this solution is now live in parts of India. Hundreds of people who recently took their driver license tests in Dehradun, which is the capital of the Indian state Uttarakhand, near the Himalayan foothills. All these hundreds of people who recently took their driver's test there, they haven't had to sit next to an instructor like most of us had to when we took our driver's license. Instead, their cars were affixed with a smartphone that was running the system called HAMS. And HAMS is an AI project developed by Microsoft Research, and it's short for Harnessing Automobiles for Safety. HAMS was originally developed to monitor drivers and their driving to improve road safety and has now slowly evolved to being used to evaluate drivers. So what it does is HAMS uses a smartphone's front and rear cameras and other sensors to monitor the driver, the driver's gaze, and the road ahead of them. The Microsoft research team have even customized HAMS to enable precise tracking of a vehicle's trajectory during test maneuvers, such as your parallel parking and negotiating a roundabout as well. And this AI tech can determine whether the driver performed any action, such as stopping in the middle of a test or in the middle of the course, or even did like a course correction by rolling forward or backward many times, more times than they're supposed to during the test. It also checks things like whether a driver scanned their mirrors before changing the lane as well. So a driver's license tests have been, they've been trying to automate this for a while now, but it always involved some kind of like pole-mounted video camera or onto the test subject, the vehicle itself. And it's always just seemed not like a viable solution. But I think Microsoft Research has kind of cracked this and also brought down the cost of automating these driver's license tests as well. And if you're wondering why they're doing it in India, well, apparently most of the big tech companies are testing a whole bunch of stuff in India. Microsoft, they've developed tools to help farmers in India increase their crop yields, prevent avoidable blindness. I think they also worked with Anil Kumble, he's a cricket legend, on how to track on a tracking device to help youngsters analyze their batting performance. Mm-hmm. And they're also working on a flood prediction tool. I'm sorry, that was Google. Google is working on a flood prediction tool as well. So they're all testing this in India because it's one of the last great growth markets with several unique local challenges. And that's why they're doing it in India. And in India, hundreds of people have actually passed their driver's test thanks to HAMS. So this is happening.
Hmm. So you don't need to have an instructor in the car with you.
Nope.
It's just you and the test car.
And HAMS.
And a smartphone. AI-enabled smartphone that is actually watching your every move and tracking the vehicle's every move as well. So if you decide to put it on, like, you know, like you're... It's you usually have to take your driver's license using
manual
stick shift, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're rolling back and forth too many times, I'm sorry, you're out.
So it's going to check your GPS to see if you can do your hill starts and your reverse parallel parking and all that kind of stuff.
And you can't smile at the instructor and get away with it. You hear me, Rich?
Don't look at me. I don't have a driver's license.
There you go.
Hey.
There's a whole economy here locally in Malaysia that depends on specific basic driving tests, and I'm not talking about the actual driving tests. I'm saying there's a lot of people who pass their driving tests, and it's an open secret, in different ways, you know, with having different skill sets.
Other than just a great smile.
Please
elaborate.
I'm just saying driving schools here have certain ways where you can pass your test.
Without actually having the skills that you need to drive.
To drive, you know, it's very flexible, very lenient. We're all very, you know, friendly with one another.
Yes, and it's part of the reason why we have such excellent drivers on the road today.
Exactly. So
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
So if this HAMS shows up, it is going to break like an entire sector of revenue, or a whole revenue stream for the... I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's good. It has to happen. It had to happen like years ago. And I wish that this was there like for the last 25 years, because we'd have like much, much better drivers on the road. But
do you not think they could hack the HAMS?
No, they could, for sure. But since it's Microsoft doing it, then I think they will be more careful and stuff, especially when you have like a tech giant behind it. I think it's not their first rodeo. So they'd know, literally not their first rodeo. They'd know how to, like, you know, secure themselves against people trying to hack the system, trying to rig the system.
Hang on a minute. They'd know how to secure themselves. What is the most pirated piece of software on the planet?
See, we could have a long conversation about why that is, but you know, I think Microsoft, being Microsoft, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And also, it's brave of them to try this in India.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, especially with their traffic situations, their traffic congestion, the way, you know, India's like a whole other... Oh. You can't have a license and drive in India thinking that you have a license. It's a whole other structure. There's a whole other ecosystem that works there. Whole other language with the honking and the way they use the roads. Not bad or good, but it's just exclusive to that country.
Yes, and that is why that country has actually been chosen by Microsoft Research. Also because I think there's a great aversion to taking your driver's license in India, because they say it's such a tedious process and involves then, you know, like the getting that, not only just getting the instructor, but there is this burden, or at least this perceived burden, of having to sit for this test and do whatever you need to in the process. And so a lot of people just drop out. They don't get their driver's license to begin with, because... Just, I think that's that. What's that called again? That where the task just seems so big, you just don't want to get started on it to begin with. What's that thing called?
Procrastination, something or other.
Yes. That too. But
that too.
Wait, you just want to take a nap?
Yeah. No, yeah. But so the burden, apparently, that like just the thought process of going through this whole test is so large that people just don't want to go through it to begin with, and that's why they've chosen India.
I wish this was here when I was doing my driving test, because I had an instructor that would scold me a lot, and then once I tried to like reverse, and then he got so mad at me because I couldn't get the gear into place, so he took over and he tried to reverse, and then he knocked like 5 bikes in front of him.
What?
And 5 motorcycles just fell, and I looked at him whether he was going to be accountable or take responsibility, and he drove off in our test car that was a red Kanchil. So I wish HAMS was around to get his face, because I would have loved to get that on video.
You failed him, right?
No, I failed. But, you know, in the long run. But, you know, but that was my instructor. And I wish that... I think, you know, like on a serious note, having things like this will like definitely make better drivers, because I don't think, if you can't hack into the system, then the system's... It's going to be a yes or no. Mm. Like, you know, can you drive or cannot you drive? And it's going to like tell you honestly, like straight to your face.
But then, like you say, Arv, you know, if they tried to eventually implement that here or something, there's definitely going to be some pushback against this.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure. For sure.
Right, we're going to have to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for all of your comments, your tweets, your messages, your WhatsApps regarding that story as to whether or not technology has changed the way in which you perceive yourself. Quite a mixed bag of responses there. We then moved on to...
We spoke about how streaming services cut theatrical perks.
And finally, how driving license tests just got smarter in India thanks to Microsoft's AI project.
HAMS. Nice name. Right, wrapping up, don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. New Zealand tourism has a niche amongst film buffs and nature lovers, but what's being done to attract broader segments? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Steve Dixon of Tourism New Zealand on their efforts to gain wider appeal, especially with the high net worth community, as well as their outlook for the tourism industry. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Up next, to take us out of the show, it's the Beatles with Think for Yourself. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here for Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9. 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.